A-Town, you know what it is? Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Tino.
Tino, what's up? How you doing this morning, Tino?
I'm all right. I have a female that I'm interested in. I've been talking to for a minute, and I don't know what happened.
Are you nervous, brother?
I'm a little nervous. I get a little nervous at times. It's a condition I'm working on.
It's not like you got a delay button.
Man, Shotty's tripping talking about the delay button. So what's the young lady you calling us up here about? What's her name?
The young lady I'm calling for is Raven.
Tino, let me ask you a question. Do you have a speech impediment?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Oh, I thought you were just saying to talk.
Okay. So I didn't understand. I thought you were just nervous. Me and Shotty both did. Shamia was looking.
I am a bit nervous.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. We here to help you.
Yeah, it'll be okay. So what's going on with Raven, bro? She acting funny. She changed. She switched up on you. What's good?
She just stopped answering my calls. She's been real kind and caring, and I thought she was I thought she was better than what I'm hoping.
Yeah, but do you understand that your calls take a little time? So, you know, she might fall asleep.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Shotty. So have you dealt with this problem in the past?
Wow.
I haven't had a lot of relationships. So
Okay.
I just try to stay focused and work, man, you know, and do my therapy.
Okay, well, we're gonna try to help you keep this relationship, man. We're gonna get Raven on the phone. Try your best not to say nothing until we get on the line, okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. He seemed like a nice guy, man. You already heard him say he hasn't had a lot of relationships.
I feel bad.
I was joking, but I really feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I ain't gonna mess with him.
It's the time and the place, bro.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Raven, please?
This is she.
Hey, Raven. You got a second to talk, baby?
Who's this?
This young Jock, Shamia Moore.
Hey, Raven.
And Shouter.
Hey.
And we want to take the time to holler at you for a minute. We got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, right here on Streets 945. And we just need a few minutes of your time.
Okay. What's up?
So, look, a gentleman called us up for a situation. He said basically, you know, he'd been interested in you and you guys have been seeing each other for some time now. And you just suddenly grown distant. And he's just, you know, he wants some closure. Are you familiar with Tino?
Oh, yeah. We just had dinner in a movie.
Aww. Oh, y'all only went out one time?
Yeah, it was only one time.
So tell us about the date. What's good? What's the problem? If it is a problem.
Yeah, because he seems to really like you.
I mean, the spot was nice, but honestly, he stuttered, and I can't deal with that.
Aww.
So you stopped talking to the man because he stutters?
Yeah, it just takes him too long to talk. Like, how am I supposed to have a conversation?
So you didn't know he stuttered before you went out on a date with him?
Nah, not really. Like, we didn't really talk on the phone that much. It was just a lot of texting. I feel lied to. Like, he just kind of hid that from me, and I didn't know until we got in person. You don't think that's something people should be like,
no.
Hey, I have a speech impediment?
No, that's an insecurity for him. Men don't wear their insecurities out like
that. Some people will disclose that, and some people choose not to disclose it.
You ain't think it was kind of weird when y'all was just texting, though?
I mean, I'm trying, like, the whole dating thing again. So, I was just kind of open, you know, for whatever. I just need to get out, meet somebody new. But I didn't expect to meet that.
So you just cut off communication. You ain't tell him why you stopped talking to him? Because he don't know. He don't know what it is. And we asked, did he think his speech impediment could have something to do with you and him not seeing each other anymore?
And he's in therapy, Raven, just to put that out there. Like, I'm not sure if you can be patient with him and... Because he's in therapy.
Oh, that's good for him, but that's just nothing I really want to deal with.
Oh, okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that, but we actually have Tino on the phone. Tino?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey.
My speech?
I mean, yeah, I just can't. It was just really a lot. I really tried to deal with it. It just takes us too long to have a conversation, and I mean, I really didn't want it to be rude, so I decided to, like, dip out and distance myself as quickly as possible. But I don't want to move forward.
I didn't think I have to. I mean,
it's taking you too long right now to talk to me, like on this call. Like, how long am I supposed to wait for somebody to tell me how much they like?
Raven, whoa, show some compassion, girl.
I mean, girl, come on now. Like, it don't take 30 seconds for him to just be like, "I like you. You look nice." I don't want to deal with it.
Wow. So, Tino.
Yes.
So you want to just call it quits, man, or do you want to see if you want us to ask if you know we can set up another date for y'all or
it's
something like?
It's already enough for me. I mean, he already takes too long to talk. I don't even want to have
But I work hard. I got a good job. I got a good body. I look good.
I don't want. See, now you got me stuttering. I don't
want to
deal with
you. Oh, man, yo, she is
Raven,
so...
Raven, you cold, girl.
Raven, you're really kind of heartless right now.
I'm honest.
Unfortunately, Tino, we weren't able to make this one work out for you, brother, but, you know, we're going to do something special for you and see if we can set you up on a date.
I got somebody for Tino.
I got somebody for him, too. Yeah. That's going to treat him right, too. Unfortunately, y'all won't get a chance to get this $50 gift card for 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. But, Tino, I'm going to tell you this, bro. I'm going to go ahead and hook you up with it, man, so you could take somebody out on a date this weekend. I guarantee somebody going to call up for you. All right, bro?
Don't sleep on him. He got a check already.
I appreciate that, Doc, man. That was the best news I had all day.